Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
He's our personal trainer for the mind, psychologist Mara Steepers. You're improving our mental fitness today.
Yeah, I thought we'd play the game of mindfulness today on Mind Games. And mindfulness is a technique that's become very, very popular in the last 10 years. It is a centuries-old technique, but it's essentially a form of self-awareness, and it's very, very useful in being able to self-regulate ourselves and really get in touch with what's happening for us. And mindfulness is essentially just getting in touch with the way things really are. And the most important part is it's getting in touch with the way things are non-judgmentally. So we're not going to judge whether this is right or wrong. We're just going to spend a minute. And I thought we would actually do it in the Mind Games minute here. We'll actually do a little exercise. Of course, be careful if you're driving. But I thought we would actually do an exercise to put some of this stuff into practice and just get in touch with what's happening for us at the moment. So start by breathing slowly in through your nose, counting to three, and then breathing out through your mouth for three. And ask yourself a simple question. What's going on with me at the moment? Where am I? Where am I sitting? What do I see? What do I hear? What does my body feel? Am I seated? Am I walking? In the process is that you're just allowing yourself to observe what happens. Pay attention to the things that you hear, the bodily sensations that you're aware of. Is it warm? Is it cold? If you find yourself constantly elaborating on some of these things, again, just let them float away and just non-judgmentally let them be. It's quite common for there to be an emotion in there as well. What am I feeling right now? Am I a little bit stressed? And not think about why that is, but just get in touch with that is what stress feels like. That is a stressful feeling, and then leaving it be. Again, just focusing on your breathing for the time. So there's some simple little questions and a simple little process that you can do. Now, mindfulness, they found, is really, really important in helping people to be able to regulate their emotions, because when I ask that question about what am I feeling right now, that is the start of the process. If I can get in touch with exactly what I'm feeling or at this present moment, then I can start to work out what I'm going to do to manage that. If I can, what I said about being non-judgmental is about being able to step away from my thoughts and simply let them be, so I can have a thought and hopefully not feed into it too much or give it too much energy and follow it, but just let it come and go. We have about 100,000 thoughts a day. So if we can take a minute a day, 5 minutes is even better, just to sit and try and take a step away from our thoughts and just let them float on through, we can actually relax ourselves before any situation we walk into and generally de-stress in our lives overall.